What's happened to America's ego? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's bad enough that we can barely keep our government solvent, that we have to worry whether the Chinese will downgrade our bonds, or that the Federal Aviation Administration has closed down, or that we now have to pay the Russians to get us to the space station. But then to have to hear this?
In the race among oil-rich countries to have a world-recognized status symbol, Saudi Arabia today awarded a $1 billion contract for the construction of what it hopes will be the world's tallest building.
CBS's Tula Vlahu reporting that while we sweat every stock market gyration, Saudi Arabia is preparing to build a skyscraper 1 kilometer tall. Saudi Arabia has so much money collected from you and me and every other American motorist that it signed a contract with the Saudi Bin Laden Construction Company, naturally, to build a skyscraper that will be about twice as tall as New York's Freedom Tower. Shaped like a giant glass spike with a Jetson-style saucer hanging from the 157th floor, about halfway up. The building itself can't possibly pay off. The enormous Burj Khalifa building in Dubai, which is currently the world's tallest, is 90% empty. But this isn't about economics. This is ego.
Described as a message of strength by the billionaire prince of Saudi Arabia, the tower is expected to take 3 years to complete.
A message of strength from a country where women are still forbidden to drive. At least it's being designed by a Chicago architect. But how can this be happening? Where's America's ego? Oh, that's right. We can't afford it anymore. We only have ego visitation rights now, provided we can hitch a ride with the Russians. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.